The second noble truth relates to the cause of frustration, which is said to be trishna, clinging or grasping, based on avidya, which is ignorance or unconsciousness. Now, avidya is the formal opposite of awakening. It is the state of the mind when hypnotized or spellbound by maya, so that it mistakes the abstract world of things and events for the concrete world of reality. At a still deeper level, it is the lack of self-knowledge, lack of the realization that all grasping turns out to be the futile effort to grasp oneself, or rather, to make life catch hold of itself. The third noble truth is concerned with the ending of self-frustration, of grasping, and of the whole viciously circular pattern of karma which generates the round. The ending of karma is called nirvana. Nirvana could be described as despiration. It is the act of one who has seen the futility of trying to hold his breath or life, prana, indefinitely, since to hold the breath is to lose it. Thus, nirvana is the equivalent of moksha, release or liberation. Nirvana is the way of life which ensues when clutching at life has come to an end. To attain nirvana is also to attain Buddhahood, awakening. But this is not attainment in any ordinary sense, because no acquisition and no motivation are involved. It is impossible to desire nirvana or to intend to reach it, for anything desirable or conceivable as an object of action is, by definition, not nirvana. Nirvana can only arise unintentionally, spontaneously, when the impossibility of self-grasping has been thoroughly perceived. The fourth noble truth describes the eightfold path of the Buddha's Dharma, that is, the method or doctrine whereby self-frustration is brought to an end. The first two sections have to do with thought, the following four have to do with action, and the final two to do with contemplation or awareness. The four sections dealing with action are often misunderstood because they have a deceptive similarity to a system of morals. Buddhism does not share the Western view that there is a moral law enjoined by God or by nature, which it is one's duty to obey. The Buddha's precepts of conduct, abstinence from taking life, taking what is not given, exploitation of the passions, lying and intoxication, are voluntarily assumed rules of expediency, the intent of which is to remove the hindrances to clarity, to awareness. Failure to observe the precepts produces bad karma, not because karma is a law or moral retribution, but because all motivated and purposeful actions, whether conventionally good or bad, are karma insofar as they are directed to the grasping of life. Generally speaking, the conventionally bad actions are rather more grasping than the good. But the higher stages of Buddhist practice are as much concerned with disentanglement from good karma as from bad. Thus, complete action is ultimately free, uncontrived, or spontaneous action, in exactly the same sense as the Taoist Wu Wei.